You're listening to SBS News.
Mourners who added to the growing pile of flowers and gifts outside Oatlands Golf Course in Sydney's northwest today witnessed the raw grief of a mother who lost three of her children. Leila Abdullah says that since her children Anthony, Angelina and Sienna and their cousin Veronique Saker died when they were struck by a car on a footpath on Saturday night, a part of her is still waiting for them to come home.
To be fully honest with you, it feels very unreal. I still don't feel it's true. I feel that they are still with me. I'm still waiting for them to come home. My daughter was in the surgery today because she has her head all open and she's having stitches. And the first thing when I opened my eyes this morning, I was waiting for Anthony, Angelina and Sienna to run and to see her. Because whenever someone needs anything or have anything, you see all of them around each other, cheering each other up, lifting each other, and I just missed them. I was waiting for that. And but I don't know what to say.
The 29-year-old driver allegedly recorded a blood alcohol reading three times the legal limit. Road safety advocates, including the Pedestrian Council of Australia's CEO Harold Scrooby, say it's past time to lower the legal blood alcohol limit to 0.02 and, in effect, enforce a total drink driving ban.
We're calling upon the federal government to call this debate and to not let it disappear without some meaning. We've got four children dead. Four innocent children just walking on a footpath are dead. We've got to say to ourselves, is this how we want our society to continue to be?
All states and territories across Australia have signed off on the move. It just hasn't happened yet. World-renowned road safety expert and University of New South Wales academic Rafael Grabjeta says the Norwegian and Swedish government's zero tolerance to drink driving has reduced road deaths there by 10%. He believes Australia should follow that example and also move to enforce a law that all cars must have automatic emergency brakes installed.
What is holding that up? I don't know. Other countries have introduced that. Japan introduced it virtually overnight. Most of Europe are seriously considering it for the European Union. Why can't Australia just take the lead and introduce an Australian design rule for automated braking?
Lebanon's Prime Minister led condolences for the global Lebanese community on Twitter, promising help to the victims' families. And in the immediate local area, Parramatta Lord Mayor Bob Dwyer praised the spirit and integrity of the Abdullah and Saker families.
The grief that must be held by these families is displayed here. The whole of Parramatta, the whole of our LGA, we feel that same grief. It's, these people are just typical examples of the people of our local government area.
29-year-old Sydney man Samuel Davidson has been charged with 20 offences, including four counts of manslaughter. He did not apply for bail and will face a Western Sydney court in April. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.